Schrödinger's galaxy candidate, puzzlingly luminous at $Z, approximately $17, or dusty, quenched at $Z, approximately $5, by Rowan P. Naidu et al. JWST's first glimpse of the Z greater than 10 universe has yielded a surprising abundance of luminous galaxy candidates. Here we present the most extreme of these systems, CEERS-1749. Based on 0.6 to 5 photometry, this strikingly luminous, approximately equals 26 mag, galaxy appears to lie at Z approximately equals 17. This would make it an MUV approximately equals minus 22, M star approximately equals 5 times 10 to the power of 9 M Sun system that formed a mere approximately 220 mirs after the Big Bang. The implied number density of this galaxy and its analogs challenges virtually every early galaxy evolution model that assumes cosmology. However, there is strong environmental evidence supporting a secondary redshift solution of Z approximately equals 5. All three of the galaxy's nearest neighbors at 2 photometry, producing an apparent blue slope as well as a strong break in the Z. Such a perfectly disguised contaminant is possible only in a narrow redshift window. Delta Z is less than or equal to 0.1, implying that the permitted volume for such interlopers may not be a major concern for Z greater than 10 searches, particularly when medium bands are deployed. If CEERS-1749 is confirmed to lie at Z approximately equals 5, it will be the highest redshift quiescent galaxy, or one of the lowest mass dusty galaxies of the early universe detected to date. Both redshift solutions of this intriguing galaxy hold the potential to challenge existing models of early galaxy evolution, making spectroscopic follow-up of this source critical. This was Schrödinger's galaxy candidate, puzzlingly luminous at $Z, approximately $17, or dusty, quenched at $Z, approximately $5, by Rowan P. Naidu et al.